Our lesson today is a question, and the question is, what is sin? An understanding of sin is of the utmost importance. And you say, well, why? Sin is sin. Well, it's because the purpose of the ages, redemption, righteousness, death, the resurrection that we read about in Scripture, prophecy, and all doctrines of Scripture are shaped and colored by its fact and presence in the Scriptures as to what is sin. What is it? What do you think it is? Be specific in your mind. Name one. What is sin? Well, what about the Ten Commandments? Number 6, murder. Number 8, robbery. Number 7, adultery. Number 9, lying. Are those all sin? What about things that are not really mentioned in Scripture? Cheating on your test at Purdue University. Is that... I'm sorry, Carly. Is that sin? How about speeding to get here on time? Is that sin? How about cheating on your income tax return? Is that sin? Well, here's the shocker. None of these in the Scripture are described as sin. And because of our misunderstanding, we are prone to make these things sin when in fact they are a result of sin. They are a result of a more primitive iniquity. Well, you might say, how do you know that, Redmond? Well, Scripture tells us. Turn, if you will, in your Bibles to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. Verse 12. Reads, "For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law." Another reference to that same concept, turn over to chapter 5 of Romans. Verse 13. "For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law." So there's no answer here. It's a cinch that the Ten Commandments, for example, are not defining what is specifically sin. So if the Ten Commandments do not describe it, then what does? What is sin? Well, here's the big surprise. Scripture never positively describes what sin is. Sin in Scripture is described in Scripture 3 places, and every time it is a backdoor approach to the subject. But these 3 set us on the path to an inspired and an authoritative definition of the word. So let's look at those. We're in the book of Romans. Turn over farther to the book, to chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. Verse 23 reads, "And he that doubteth is damned if he eat because he eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin." That's only one of three places in Scripture where sin is defined. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Another one is found in 1 John chapter 3. Turn back to 1 John chapter 3. And in the third chapter, 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is transgression of the law." And then also in 1 John chapter 5. Chapter 5. Verse 17, "All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death." Here is all that is in Scripture that defines sin. Notice, all are negative. Sin is transgression of the law. All unrighteousness is sin. Everything not of faith is sin. Therefore, we can say that sin is negation of law, negation of right, negation of faith. But for a better understanding, it helps to look at the two words used in the Old Testament and in the New Testament originals with regard to sin. And the one you would, if you don't know a little bit about the Greek and the Hebrew, you would probably never, ever guess it. I wouldn't. Turn to Judges, chapter 20. It's on page 355 in the Companion Bible. Judges, chapter 20. Give everybody a chance to get there, because this is something that you can hardly understand. Judges chapter 20. Remember, we're trying to find out what sin is, and we're looking at this verse. And this verse in the 20th chapter is verse 17. It reads, "And the men of Israel besides Benjamin were numbered 400,000 men." That's not the right word. It's verse 16, excuse me. "Among all this people, there were 700 chosen men, left-handed. Everyone could sling stones at a hair and not miss." What kind of insight does that give you into the meaning? But believe me, that's an important verse. That's how deep the Scripture is. That verse, "Among all this people were 700 chosen men, left-handed, everyone could sling stones at the air and not miss." That word there is the first use of the word chatta in Scripture. The word miss is the first use of the word chatta in Scripture. Now, in the Greek, the first use of the word is hemartano. Both of these meanings are also translated dozens, if not hundreds of times, sin or failure in their broadest sense. Not necessarily willful. It is not a condition, but a morally of falling short. It means in that verse, miss. Chatta means to miss, translated sin, to trip up, to stumble, not to arrive at a goal, not to attain. It's not a condition, it's a failure. And if you ever study any of the Hebrew language, you'll learn that one of the things that's important in the Hebrew language is the first use of the word is always establishes the real understanding of everything around that. So here it's translated miss, but chatta is often translated sin, most often sin, I guess, but a lot of times failure, miss, and other words like that. It has a different meaning than anything we would have ever imagined. Romans 3:23 that says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God," comes now with a little different understanding. Now, at first glance, these words don't seem strong enough, but based on our understanding that we always talk about sin, they don't seem strong enough, failure and to miss, because there's no guilt. There's no transgression. There's no wickedness connected. There's no degradation with regards to this word, chatta. It is only failure that comes from enthroning self and dethroning God in one's life that brings guilt, wickedness, evil, and transgressions of this kind. Sin is the negative or failure, chatta. Righteousness is the positive. All unrighteousness is sin, as we read there in John 5. Then, as a result of this, sin is a state of the mind or of the soul and the resulting condition that puts us outside the will of God. It is a state that starts an awful road of degradation. And it is described in Scripture as such. Failure and ignorance, enthroning self, dethroning God, in essence, is ignorance. A negation of light or blocking out God. God, we know, is described as light, that it is good. The understanding that comes from Him through the Word, knowledge. In Him is no darkness or evil. Darkness, evil, sin comes by ignoring the light or shutting it out, refusing to acknowledge God by faith, unwilling to hear the Word of God for what it is, and that, of course, is knowledge and light and understanding as a result. So the perennial dispute as to the specifics of sin ceases to have any real interest. Man then, because of all of the results of blocking out God, the weariness comes about of life. No rest, grief, no peace, misery, pain, calamity, wretchedness, unfairness, sorrow, toil, travail, wickedness, revolt, adversarial, positions, distrust, vanity, deceit, false affection, evil, war, sadness, and many more. These describe the many sides of failure or chatta of men without God. The unfruitful works of darkness, not knowing, not having a knowledge. The results of that is the unfruitful works of darkness, sin. Turn for an explanation of that in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Beginning with verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. These desires that are described are the many sides of failure or chatta. From such a state, nothing can deliver us but the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. On the other hand, man ignores and continues to try to make the world a better place to live, and it's impossible without Christ Jesus. Do you want a complete reversal of the mess that we find ourselves in the world? Back up a book or two to Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Beginning in verse 4. In whom the God, small g, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Here, knowledge is found that blocks out ignorance concerning God. His word is like light to our understanding. I might add to that, but only if rightly divided. You got to get what's written to you. It's all written for you in this book, but it's not all written to you. Failure to believe on faith creates the unfruitful works of darkness. They are the results of that which is described as transgression of the law, all unrighteousness, everything not of faith. You see, the guilt and hurt that emanates from the lawless condition of unbelief is essentially the result of chatta, failure to know Him, to accept Him. You know, a lot of people believe in God, but not everybody believes God. And the belief provides light. Chatta, failure to believe God. Don't feel bad. Go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. It's on page 915 in the Companion Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with him that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not God. We all have fallen short in some way. We have all chatta, miss the mark in some way or another. But by one man, Adam, sin actually entered into the human race. So by one man, Christ abolished it. How? Forgiveness to them that believe Him. My chatta. It's wiped out. Why? Blocked out. Because I have believed God. Paul asked the question, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this sin and death?" And then he answers his own question. He says, "I thank God through Christ Jesus. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the laws of God through the knowledge that had been given to him." Failure doesn't count with God. He can forgive you. So, question might come up, what is the unpardonable sin? Murder? Homosexuality, robbery, fornication, cheating, none of those, believe it or not, they are the results of chatta, failure to believe God, who can and does forgive them all. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your forgiveness for us. We're thankful for the knowledge and the understanding that we can have through the light that you provide in this word. I pray that we all would continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of it, that we all may be rooted and grounded in your love. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.